In a very exciting last 20 minutes here at the Aviva Stadium, Ireland eventually ran out winners by 22 points to 19 after a very hard-earned encounter against Australia. It was a game where both sides were guilty of many mistakes, especially passing, and lineouts were not terribly secure. But generally speaking, it was a game that, when you think of the two coaches, Joe Smith and Andy Farrell, they were together at Ireland, and they were against each other today and again next year with the Lions. They will be adversaries in that one. So at this moment in time, Farrell has won up on Joe Smith. But however, you could see that the work that he has done with the Australian team has certainly paid dividends over the last 6 months. And the game started with Australia forcing the pace, and they had their recompense whenever Lizzotta, the right half, converted a penalty to make it 3 points to nil. No more scoring until the 18th minute when an Australian high ball, Sawali caught and moved the ball well, and left winger Jorgensen, he went over in the corner making it 8 points to nil, and a tremendous touchline conversion by Lolesi made it 10 points to nil. Prendergast then had a quick tap, but was pulled back. But then from the resulting line-out, the ball was moved left, and once again Van der Vleer, who had a superb game, dived over. The conversion was missed, so that was 10-5. The only other score of the half was on 31 minutes when prop Tupu had a great break up the middle but ran out of support, but Ireland were penalised at the breakdown, and Lolesi's second penalty took the score to 13-5 at half-time for the visitors. Everybody knew that it was important, that the third period of the game was very important for Ireland, and they got their desserts 2 minutes after the restart when Prendergast slotted over a penalty, narrowing it to 13 points to 8. 6 minutes later, Ireland slipped down a 5 metre line out. The ball was moved right, and second phase, Skipper Doris barged over at the post, making it 13-0. Prendergast giving Ireland the lead then with a conversion at 15-13. In the space then of about 10 minutes, Australia came back strongly. They were rewarded with two penalties, which Lolesi converted. The first, an easy one in front of the post. The second, a superb kick from very near the halfway line. And at this stage, with roughly 18 minutes on the clock to go, Ireland were behind by 19 points to 15. Cian Healy then came on the 66 minutes to a great ovation for his 134th cap to make an Irish record. But on 70 minutes, Ireland had more pressure, and eventually on the 72 minutes, a kick to the corner, and from the line-out, Gus McCarthy, who just in his second game scored his second consecutive score in a week, having scored against Fiji as well, that was converted by Crawley, making the score 22 points to 19. There was a few scares in the last 5 minutes, but generally speaking, the game finished with Ireland kicking to the goal after winning a penalty at the scrum. A lot of work, of course, will have to be done because it was not the cohesive game that we've been used watching from Ireland. But nevertheless, they won today. They grounded out. A lot of passes were going astray. There was a few tackles missed. But generally speaking, this Australia side really put it up them, and their defence was very, very good. So the next time that the two coaches, Andy Farrell and Joe Smith, will meet will be next year in Australia, and no doubt quite a lot of the Irish players will be hoping to be in the British, Irish and Lions when they compete with that series in Australia next year. So an end to the Autumn Internationals, Ireland's third victory out of four, and certainly today was hard earned, but certainly I think a lot of lessons will have been learned and a lot of work can be done now leading up to the Six Nations, which again is very, very important. Final score here from the Aviva Stadium in the last of the Autumn Internationals was Ireland 22, Australia 19.